you know, I just got done kind of talking a bunch about it. You know, in games like this, guys, you got to be able to make shots. You know, unfortunately for our kids, we weren't able to do that today. We finished 3 of 23 from behind the arc, and I think we shot 26 or 27% as a team. And, you know, when you play a good team like they are, you've got to have some things go your way. And, you know, the ball just didn't go in today. It's just one of those, it's one of those days.
Nothing to be ashamed of, though,
the
season and the way you guys competed here.
No, you know, and I wouldn't have changed anything as far as our game plan whatsoever. I really wouldn't have. I thought we were doing things right defensively. You know, I know statistically it's probably not going to show that, but we wanted to try to stop three people, and those were the three people that hurt us. You know, they had 27 of their 31 points in the first half, and, you know, a few times we weren't identifying, and that was probably the only thing I was a little bit upset with, is we weren't identifying where they were at, and they got some open looks. So, but other, no, you know, it's, what do you say? I know I wouldn't hesitate to play him again. I really wouldn't, because I know our girls, they weren't, you know, they didn't settle. They're not happy with what they got, and, you know, hopefully they'll be hungrier again for next year.
I know you've already been asked this, but how cool of a moment was that late to be able to get Tatum in there, get her some points, and be able to give her the curtain call she deserves?
Oh, you know, Chris, you have to do it again, don't you? You already know I'm an emotional... You know, I told her, loved her, for her to be able to stroke a three, close out with the two. It's a girl that deserves a standing ovation because of what she's done for our program. I just can't say enough about her. So it's a kid that I'm going to miss. I'm choked up just because I love my kids. I mean, that's what it is. You know, that's what coaching kids is all about. And I care for them. I love them. But what a special player that she's been for us. And she's taught a lot of kids underneath of her a lot. They have nothing to hang their heads at. And it's just a person I'm going to miss. You know, the best compliment that I could give, and I said it before, I hope my daughter's learned a lot from watching her. Yep.
Well, and everybody else obviously got to learn from her this year,
yeah.
And maybe that gives them a step ahead.
Well, you know, I think so, Chris. You know, her leadership, even before it went down, you know, she was providing things for all of our girls. And, you know, when she went down, she came back and her head was up. You know, a lot of kids don't have that, you know, that toughness, that integrity, the character that she demonstrated all the way through, and the leadership that she was providing our kids is second to none. You know, those are the things that I'll always remember. Not obviously is she a great basketball player, guys, but what she's done and how she handled herself, it speaks volumes about mom and dad and then about her as a kid also.
So you had about a dozen eighth graders waiting in the wings or what?
I think I found three or four players on the way down, Bennett. I was looking on the interstate. That's what they asked me if I found any. You know, I think we've got seven or eight. Hopefully, you know, you would think that kids would want to be part of this. You know, unfortunately, we have a lot that aren't, but that's okay. That's why it's the Elite Eight, and it's a group of kids I know I'll never forget.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, gentlemen. Thank you for everything this year.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Have a good